didn't know. I never worked cattle.
Did folks in this area have a name for sheep or cattle or horses that were of poor quality, poor or inferior quality?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Some of these questions just are things that I think about when I was up with my grandparents. I remember my grandfather in the late evening would call the cows home, call them in, and he would yell to the cows and they'd come running. Did people around here do that?
Oh yeah.
What would they call? What
we used to call them. They'd come in.
What would you call? What were the words?
Come boss, come boss.
Okay.
That's where I did. I just go out and come boss, come boss.
Okay. Did you have similar calls for sheep or for horses, or is it mostly just for cows?
I don't know. Sometimes you could holler for horses and they'd come.
Well, if I just hollered the name of my horse, they'd come. Mm-hmm.
If you holler to them, call their name, and then if you feed them when they come in, they'll come every time.
Yeah. How about chickens? What would you call the chickens to get them to come?
I call them biddies.
Biddies?
That's what I call our six.
Do you say
here? I take them to feed them.
Yeah.
Take them, put them away at night. Come on, biddies. Take a little feed in the chicken house and spread it.
You get your pet name. You know.
They followed me right in, and I shut the door.
Yeah. What would people around here have called a calf or a lamb or a horse that had been orphaned at a young age? Did they have names for animals like that?
Not that I know of.
I was wondering if they called them dogies or.
Well, I've heard calves. In herds called dogies because they were orphans.
Do you ever hear a sheep call like a bum lamb or a pinko?
A bum lamb. Yeah, that's an orphan.
Okay. Another funny thing, and my cousins and I used to laugh about on the farm was my grandfather would always say to us, "Now, if you go up in that pasture, don't step in that cow pile." And he had all these funny names for cow manure.
Yeah.
And do people around here have funny names or different names for manure?
Well, they call it cow piles, didn't they? And we had a German family over there one time. The Germans. They used. The veterinarians used to use fresh cow manure for potash.
Hmm.
People did too.
Did different kinds of animals? Were there different names for different kinds of animal manure? I mean, did they call? I'm wondering if they called horse manure.
Horse
like,
manure, sheep manure, cow manure.
Did they ever call it like biscuits or droppings?
Yeah. Droppings, sheep droppings.
Did they ever call sheep droppings? They ever call it raisins?
No, I don't remember that. I remember one time I took some. My folks moved into town. And they want some manure on their lawn. And I took some sheep manure and spread it on the lawn.
Hmm.
And I went down to see them one day. And there's some little kids down there and they had a circle on the sidewalk and playing marbles with the sheep manure. And they didn't know what it was.
They didn't know what it was.
Boy, when I told them.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, you used to pick it up when it dried out and throw it at each other, you know. So you could throw it to fathers.
Shaped like marbles, you know. Just,
yeah.
Yeah, they was shooting them, you know.
Yeah. I've heard folks call them raisins or biscuits and things like that. Yeah.
Heard called pellets.
Okay. You getting tired or you want to go on a little further?
No, I'm not tired.
Okay.
If I can help you, I'll help you.
Great.
Maybe we can teach these little kids. That's you know, they need to be taught that.
Yeah.
That's no fooling. They do.
Yeah. We talked some. I'm worried about wild animals in this area. We talked some about wild horses.